Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM WCWP. My co-host is Otto Loos, and actually, I think actually he's the host. But honestly,
well, I got a little carried away.
No, no, it was so wonderful because that guy Adam was tremendous, and the information he has and what he's doing here on the campus for people—I mean, he's affecting lives—and you brought that out so wonderfully. It's tremendous, and we have two ladies here that are also affecting lives. Now we have Edith August, who is an MBA, LMSW. At JASA PI, guess what? Edith's my friend. That's the easier way to put it. She's a wonderful person. She's my friend. And so is Nancy Mizrahi. And Nancy is the Director of Senior Citizen Affairs for the town of North Hempstead. So now that we got the titles out of the way, we have Nancy and Edith, which are two lovely ladies.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It is. It really is.
Really very excited.
And we want to talk about the Circle of Support, which is, you know, a new initiative through Project Independence that you guys are putting out. And it's just, I've only heard pieces of it. And every bit I've heard so far is tremendous. So, who goes first?
I believe Edith does. Edith was the visionary and catalyst for bringing this together with the assistance of the Great Neck Advisory Committee that morphed into a subcommittee. So, I think it's only fitting that Edith share with you how this developed.
Okay, first, I think it's appropriate to explain what it is that a social worker does. Okay. One of the things, the core job of social work and is to address both the individual client's biopsychosocial status as well as the state of the social system in which case management is both micro in nature. Interventions occurs at both the client and system levels. It requires the social worker to develop and maintain a therapeutical relationship with the client, which may include linking or creating systems that provide the client with needed services, resources, and opportunities. So what we did, what I looked at was basically coupling this with the community assessment, need assessment. This circle of support was born.
Terrific.
Okay. And looking at that and the various research that's out there, basically as they're saying that people are living longer. People want to continue to have control of their independence, and people want to remain in the home. How do we support this? And basically, we said one of the ways that we can support it, but what I saw was that the tool that was basically needed for a model was the circle of support preparation tool.
Okay.
And preparing that preparation tool, we will go in and we created this model to basically to go in to sit with the client and say, okay, let's not wait, let's not be reactive. Because in the past, through the 311 system, we have been reactive. We react when the client calls us. I says, let's take this model, this circle of support model, and be proactive with it. Let's get it out there and let us have the clients call us and sit down with us and prepare a circle of support or look at gaps that's missing in that will enable them to sustain or continue to live in the community or live in the home.
The circle of support then is going to be a one-on-one thing that a senior is going to do through the town of North Hempstead with one of you guys or different people from the different regions.
Yes, you know, I think it's important to mention that the conception of Project Independence was to empower our seniors. And the social work and nursing component, they've been doing individualized care planning throughout. This is part of the profession. And what this has done is just formalize something that the social work and nursing staff of Project Independence have been doing all along. Mm-hmm. And we want to empower our seniors to take life's challenges head on, mm-hmm. and have a formalized concept of who is part of their circle of support. Because
mm-hmm. okay.
there are so many seniors that aren't even aware of the, you know, of some of these valuable people in their lives because they don't look at them that way.
Mm-hmm. So the person will sit down with you, okay,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to ask them, like, who's an important person or who's an important profession in your life?
Basically, we're going to take them do this psychosocial assessment, which okay. is a social worker term.
Okay.
So once we sit down with them and we do the assessment and we find, this is what's missing. What will happen with you? Let's find a resource to put here, because this is what you are going. Let me give you an example.
Sure.
Okay. And it really started. It's something that I've been thinking about. It stems from Hurricane Sandy. And a client said to me, that was calling me during Hurricane Sandy, and what she said to me, we was going back and forth with services that she needed. And she finally called me back, and she says, Edith, she says, I'm fine. I says, okay. I said, what happened? She says, what I'm going to do is I'm going home with my housekeeper. I said, why is that? She said, because my housekeeper is more prepared than I am.
Okay.
Okay? And I says, well, why is your housekeeper? So I went and I continued to have the conversation with the client. And what I found out that the housekeeper was from basically a third world country. So when this housekeeper heard the Hurricane Sandy, this is something that she was conditioned to prepare, whether it was
right,
extreme or not, but she was conditioned to prepare. And basically, this is what this the circle of support. Let's prepare ourselves for the what ifs. Let's prepare. Let's look at what's missing in your circle. Let's look at the need.
Okay.
Your children are out of the community. Your family is out of the community. Okay, how can we bring these resources in? How can we fill in this gap? Let's prepare. Let's not wait.
Okay, that's tremendous.
Okay.
And again, there's a lot of people in North Hempstead, because we talk about it often on the show, who their adult children are not in the town.
Exactly. Right.
May not even be in the
right.
state,
exactly.
obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
exactly.
therefore, something happens to mom or dad
exactly.
at a time like Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do?
Mm-hmm. What do
and
they
that's
do?
The purpose of the circle of support.
And it's a tool that mainly, I mean, a large part of it does help the caregiver. Because even if someone has caregiving or a resource in place, that caregiver needs rest.
Okay.
That caregiver needs respite.
Is this interactive? Interactive, that's probably the wrong word, but what I'm saying is, if I put down you, mm-hmm. Edith, and mm-hmm. Nancy as my friends
mm-hmm.
in my circle of mm-hmm. support, because you're saying, John, do you have any friends in the neighborhood? I said, Nancy and any of them, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, are you contacted to say John has put you down as a friend? So at a time I needed something, if Nancy gets a phone call, they say, John who? You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
No, the process.
You want to talk about the process?
Okay.
You know what?
What I think is
really important to understand that first you're starting with a template and you're thinking about
okay.
all the people and organizations that are helping you achieve your goal of remaining safe in your own
okay.
home and community.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this template is really to stimulate a dialogue. A lot of the education that we're going to be doing is to stimulate conversation. So, Project Independence came up with this circle of support. I'm talking to my neighbor.
Okay.
Well, you know, you and I, we always notice if the newspapers are being left in front of our door, where we're constantly talking to each other about our lives. Why don't we work on some type of buddy system that if I'm in a fix and there's been a change in my life and I need some assistance, that maybe you can provide it and
mm-hmm.
I'll be there for you. So I think what this does is it really opens up an incredible dialogue. And I just have to tell you, in the spring 2015 Project Independence and You, in the Pioneer newspaper, there was an article about, is it okay to accept help? And
mm-hmm.
we know that so many people are so reluctant. There are older residents that don't even share with their children what's going on. So I think that bringing the circle of support template is a perfect segue to that issue. Mm-hmm. Is it okay to accept help? And sometimes you have to accept help to be independent. So all of this is creating a dialogue that we have with not just the seniors and the caregivers, but community organizations, the pharmacist, the fire department, the police department, that everybody, it takes a community to be on board with this type of program. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're hoping to achieve.
You know, we don't have the luxury of showing this because we're on radio.
Right, right.
But the template really makes it very clear. There's you in the center of the circle.
And that's
then
the model.
There are blocks around the circle, like children and civic organizations or whatever, healthcare. And basically, you're going to talk to people about filling in these boxes to simplify it. And you may have a hard time answering some of those questions. And that's what requires, I think, some more thought. And don't wait until it's a disaster for it to happen.
Absolutely.
You know, try to pre-think. You can't control your life. That's a fact.
That's true.
But
that's
there are some things you can control.
Absolutely.
And I think this tool is a tremendous tool to be able to help people do that, really.
And it really starts with, it could start with a conversation. If anybody really needs assistance in starting this dialogue, we ask older residents or their family members, concerned family members, to call 311, and the social worker will be in contact to, again, initiate the dialogue. And the professionalism of the staff fills in those gaps because they know the community resources.
Actually, we have to take a break. I want you to keep this conversation going when we come back. But right now, you're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP. We'll be right back.